Our coverage after the Unidome win for the Dutch continues 35-14 over Sergeant Bluff Luton here with Emmanuel Deers. E, you and I got a chance to talk this week for our feature and a little bit after about what it was going to take to win this game. First of all, how fun was it just to come out here, be back in the Dome, and to play so well as a team?
It feels awesome. It feels amazing. Just knowing to come back here and playing with those guys I love, the guys I've like known for so long. And I've, like Logan said, the guys we've known each other since this summer, and we've hung out, we just spent time to get a team meals, and just the bond. And I just love playing a game with them, especially coming to the Dome to compete against one of the best teams, and knowing also that we're about to go into the championship again 2 years in a row is awesome. It feels awesome.
Felt like this game was really won on that first drive where you had a couple fourth down conversions. Mm-hmm. How big was it to finally have a lead? I know the defense gave it up pretty quick on the other side, but how much momentum and confidence did it give this offense to have that big drive to start the game?
It felt awesome because our team leans on each other a lot. So if one thing good happens, that just gives a spark to the whole team. Even though our defense let up a touchdown, that was just getting us all warmed up. We're getting ready because that just got us going, like you said. And we held them down there because this is a team that scores a lot of points in games. And the fact that our defense were able to stop that and wake up and just pound them, it was awesome.
Well, and just it feels like all year there have been some big critical plays, but today you made so many of them as a team. How much fun is it to see you guys grow, knowing the schedule's been so tough? The road to the Dome here was really tough. How fun was it to really execute in all phases today?
It was amazing. It was amazing because our mindset changed throughout the years because people were telling us, oh, we're not doing this, probably this offense, this, blah, blah, blah. But we knew that we were going to have to change a lot of things. We made a lot of improvements. And like you said, we had to build players, got better. And because some people was their first year playing a varsity year. So it was, I knew they were going to get better. I knew our team was going to get better. I knew people can't doubt us because Pele can't be doubted. And our players, I knew how athletic they were. I knew how strong they were. And I know what they can do. So I really had all trust in my teammates.
Obviously, this team left the field with a bad taste in their mouth after losing the state title. You're back in this opportunity now. How excited are you to chase one again and to have that chance to be the best in the state?
We're excited. We're really, really, really excited because this is going to push us, especially knowing that we came last year and we lost with our coach Mack, especially being his last year and we didn't prevail for him. So that's just going to push us more. Plus, it doesn't matter. I would say if Newton win, that's just going to push more sparks into us and just make us way better. And especially, even if you win, doesn't matter. We just have so much energy and we want to get a championship, especially as seniors. We want to get a championship. We want to leave this place with knowing that we played for Pella and we got our championship.
Emmanuel Deers, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.